Coming to you live and direct with another episode of JFT, Just a Few Takes, the sports and snacks podcast and everything in between. Kind of checking back in. This has been our pandemic diary, just making sure everybody's doing okay out there and dealing with, I guess, our new normal. It's been, what, 18 months, 2 years we're coming up on? And
wow, time flies.
Yeah, it sure does. It flies when you're having fun and it flies when you don't.
Yeah, it's flying the older you get, too. It's like being on a one of those merry-go-round things in a park. The closer you are to the center, the slower you go.
Yeah.
But then when you get on the edge, it goes faster you go, but you're still doing a circle. You see? So the older you get, the faster it goes, literally in proportion to your age. But let's not talk about that because yeah. We're here to have a good time.
Exactly. Yeah. So it feels like, I mean, this is the new normal. I mean, it's masks on, it's masks. You know, I guess it depends on where you live, but we'll just generalize and be like, you should be wearing your mask. You still should be kind of social distancing. You still should be kind of wary and, you know, just doing your best to wash your hands and not touch your face and just be safe out there. If you haven't been vaccinated, just get the shot. Who cares?
Yeah, just get it done. And, you know, it helps. It's better to not have it. You know what they say? It's better to be in trouble and have a gun than be in trouble and not have a gun.
Oh, need it and have it and not need it.
Oh, that's what it is.
Need it and not have it.
Yeah,
it's something like that. But yeah
it's better to have a gun and not need it than.
Well, I don't know if you got to say gun.
Okay, water pistol, water balloon.
I don't
know. Is that safer?
No, well, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to help you with a shot or a vaccine.
Well, they're both a shot. You know,
but
anyway, but there's trouble out there. There's trouble brewing, so stay away from it and keep clean. You know, keep positive. Just keep following the orders. You know, unless they tell you to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, is what I was told. But you know, just get out there and still live your life and have fun. Because, like Ethan said, it's been 18 months.
It's been a minute, yeah.
You know, I can't believe it.
Well, and the whole thing is it's not going away.
No,
that's the gist of it. Is you run through the finish line, you fall forward, all those metaphors and all those, you know, Rudy speeches we've said, but the gist of it is this is not just going to go away. This is our new normal. This is going to be part of our culture now. It's a pandemic we went through.
And we're going through.
Yeah. But you know? I mean, I guess it's with, what is it? Herd mentality or whatever it is, where each version of this is going to get a little bit more watered down, and then pretty soon it'll just be like the flu, or maybe it'll eventually be like, what is it, the one that the measles? No, not the measles. What's the one that people get vaccinated for that I've never even heard of? Polio?
Is
that,
oh,
was
polio?
That, was that polio? I think it was polio or something, but yeah, it'll be like that at some point, but it's not
right
now.
I never thought of it that way. That's right. Everybody had their polio vaccine when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I still got the scar.
Yeah, everybody does, but it's one of those things.
How long did they do that for?
I have no idea. It's something that I would have to look up on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
I know nothing about polio. I know nothing about what it did or how we got through it, but the gist of it is we got through it with the vaccine.
Yeah, and the thing about it is my mom always told me the most important subject in school was history, because if you
mine
don't learn
lunch.
From your mistake, yeah, mine was a PE.
Yeah,
but you know, if you don't learn from something, you're going to repeat it, which is I think a famous quote from somebody.
History,
but
it repeats itself.
So if you could kind of look back at the past and say, okay, some things lasted longer, some things, like you said, petered out. Well, we're not 100% sure what's going to happen with this. Who knows? There could be some super steroided out version down the road that attacks everything.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
But we're kind of prefacing this, or not prefacing this, but we're kind of speaking to the Looney Tunes and the crazies out there. You know, the rational and the normal people, I think, are kind of doing what we're supposed to do. And they're the ones that, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to, well, I mean, I guess there is, of how you get this or it's close contact. You come into someone with it and you're probably going to get it. But the gist of it is, man, I don't even know how to put it or how to say it, but it would just be nice if we all kind of got on the same page. But
well,
that's wishful thinking.
You know, and that's one of the things that'll never happen.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, and it's a lesson that man is going to learn over and over again. And when I was,
or not.
Well, I was about to say or not, because when I was at Lambda Pi up in Chico, a fraternity, it was my senior year, and I was just trying to graduate. I went to Chico State in the 80s, so that was tough alone as it was. But what happened was these guys, you know, going through the Greek system, they had a lot of old, you know, the Greeks had a lot of old philosophies and things like that. So one of the things they did to the pledge class was they took all 13 of us and they said, okay, you guys got to stick together. No matter what, you got to stick together, right? And I was just thinking about this the other day. It's so funny. So one of the tests they did for us, they all went to our, they knew where we all lived. They went to each one of our house and said, okay, we're capturing you guys. You guys got to come right now. You know, you, it didn't matter if you were studying for a test or you had, you know, your girlfriend over or whatever.
The old abduction, that's so fun.
Yeah, I mean, but they had, to, this is the 80s, they had finally, one kid, they made him
drink. Yeah, no hazing and all that stuff.
Yeah, they made him drink a bunch of water. The fraternity across catty corner from my house, they made the guy drink a bunch of water and he died. Yeah. He drank too much, OD'd on water. The other
crazy
guy,
right?
They left him in the road, and they thought they were coming back to get him. So he was drunk, and he started waving his hands in the middle of the road and got ran over. I mean, they had to put a, you know, Pioneer Days for,
you got to kibosh that stuff. It seems ridiculous.
Yeah, but this is back in the 80s, so, you know, things have come a long way. I mean, they were branding people up in Chico. They have Playboy at MTV saying, hey, this is number one party school.
I remember.
In the nation. You do?
Well, I remember seeing stuff like that and hearing stuff like that. I don't remember the MTV stuff. This is way before me and me doing college apps. But
This is in the 80s.
Yeah, but it kept that moniker.
Yeah, for a long time. But what happened was, so one of the things they, and I learned a valuable lesson, by the way. That's why I'm sharing this story.
It was one of those schools where sometimes your GPA matched your alcohol blood level.
My teacher, and I'm not mentioning any names. Maybe I can mention the subject, anthropology, but she missed I think one of our finals or something. She missed something big because she was partying at the Oasis. I think I could say
teacher
that.
Was?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And she was partying there.
Extra credit for everyone. Shots.
Well, that was our Lambda Pi's home bar. That was our home bar. Was the Oasis. So
what's Lambda Pi? So all for, what is it? Fraternities and sororities. They all are based on Greek clubs or Greek names, right?
Yeah. And so, but they're, remember, this is Aristotle and Plato and all. This is their
generation. Yeah, they were great thinkers at one point, right?
Yeah, so these were you know, great thinkers. So a lot of stuff, I mean, we got slapped, or we weren't supposed to say it, but we got our asses slapped real hard with those paddles and hard, you know?
Yeah, it seems like there's, yeah.
And, you know, we broke all the rules, but, you know, even rules were meant to be broken back then, but we've learned from it. And
Because my knowledge of stuff like that or the sororities is like from Revenge of the Nerds, the movie. And
well, it was pretty close. We had a couple of those guys. Which was wonderful.
And a couple, I'm trying to think of some other movies. What is there? The Skull and Bones was a different one. That's a way different than a comedy. But yeah, sororities and fraternities, that's an interesting group.
Yeah, it was just a great time, but there was knowledge to be lent, the philosophy and time to think about it, like in...
Back in the day?
Yeah, because...
Oh, that's all they did is sit in their togas.
And think big. And we had toga parties, you know, and...
How fun.
You know, it was... It was like Donald Sutherland in Animal House, you know, when he's sitting there in the bathtub telling him he's smoking weed and they're saying, can you imagine if there's like a whole little universe right on the tip of your finger, and then inside that there's another little universe, and then there's bigger universes that, like, where the fingernail.
Yeah, that deep thinking,
we're,
right?
Yeah, we're like, whoa, that could be a reality. But it's also getting stoned and tripping out and they're all in the bathtub. But that's what's my college experience. I wasn't trying to get in and get out. I took 30 years to get my diploma, and I enjoyed almost every minute of it.
Oh, the Van Wilder hat.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know who that is.
Oh, it's a funny movie.
Oh, I got to watch it. What's it called?
Van Wilder.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, anyway. But Chico, nobody graduated. You know what I mean? There was people that were working on, when I was there, there were people in their 30s that were working on their, you know, fourth major. You know, trying to get, you know, it's like,
commendable.
Well, it's commendable, but they have mom and dad with rich, deep pockets that didn't know how to say no. Oh, you want to get something else, honey? Oh, go get it.
Like, oh, I see what you're saying.
You got to grow up at some point. I kind of grew up street smarts, and I went to school all during that time. So I was learning both ends, but the philosophy was what we're getting at. And that's why with this, this exercise, I'll call it.
Yeah.
You know, they came out to everybody's house, go, okay, you got to go. Because that was a rule. If you wanted to make the fraternity, you had to listen to what they said, you know.
You're pledging.
But you had a big brother that was there to do some party with you, and then but advise you, and it's like a tough love. Can I say that? It was tough love back then, and sometimes people got hurt. It was a rougher time, that's for sure.
But yeah, I wonder what the gist of it is just to weed out the people that don't belong or can't cut it. I guess it's just like the military or anything else.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Is the... So let's Dother. What'd you say? Sutherland? What was his first name?
Donald Sutherland.
And look at the universe in our thumb. Unfortunately, is the pandemic God's fraternity way of trying to weed out the dumb ones?
Well, they're out there.
Yeah.
They're out there. God bless them, though.
Yeah, God bless them.
God bless them. And then sometimes you got guys like me that were dumb as fuck and had more than nine lives. I don't know how I got through some of the shit I got through.
Well, it's common sense.
Well,
not everybody
I didn't have it back then. No, I guess I did. I just didn't have the learning experience.
Well, yeah.
And I wasn't afraid to
not everybody jump. Could be on Jeopardy, but like you said, you know, life experiences.
I wanted to be go to Hollywood and be a stuntman. Like, I was like, I'll fucking jump off that canyon. I'll do whatever. What do you want me to do?
This is before Jackass, huh? You could have been...
Oh, no, I would have been more... I was a pole vaulter. I did a little trampoline. I mean, I didn't do too much gymnastics. So I went to a few classes, but, you know,
yeah,
I mean...
tough.
You know, I could do a backflip, no problem, you know, but into the pool or whatever. But, you know, I was more nuts and, like, I'll do it. Like, when we went to Jaws out in Hawaii...
No fear. You like that adrenaline rush.
Yeah. And the guys are, like, going... You know, they had... Bethy Hamilton out there. I got some pictures of her, the lady that lost her arm and kept surfing is a badass surfer.
I got some
pictures of her and Brad Domke was out there, and I got some pictures of Brad, you know, who Tony Hawk says is an alien. He's inhuman. He doesn't even use fins, and he's doing these huge waves. I mean, the guy's
Tony Hawk, the skateboarder.
Yeah, he's good friends with my buddy Brad Domke.
So anyway, you're talking about surfing. Because I always wondered how that would translate from skateboarding to surfing, because it's the same, but it's not.
Yeah, well,
it's a balance thing, I guess, I suppose.
That's the only thing you really, because I have never snowboarded. I've just talked to people that have done it, and I've always wanted to, but
yeah, it seems
I like the warm weather. So, you know, we got into wake surfing, and, you know, everybody, you know, it's like a baseball swing. They kind of translate, maybe if they were a skateboarder or a surfer, that style when they get on the wakeboard,
okay.
You know, where you're on the back of the boat, because you have a permanent wave going behind the boat. You get up on a rope, you know, but it's not, but you're up close to the boat, you know, you're not like you're wakeboarding, you know, which is fun, you know. I've never done it, but I've gone out with the guys when they were doing it, and Bobby and all those guys. Great fun time, but so you're going to translate, and you're going to translate your style, whatever sport it is. Like, I'm sure that I could do...
Well, it's just like in life. You're going to take the experiences from it and apply them as you see fit to the next experience you see.
Oh, yeah, because when the first time the guys had me out there on the wake surf in the very first day, you got to do it, Frank, you got to do it. Because I was out there taking everybody's picture. I go, I don't really need to do it, you know, but this is your gig, you know. And you got to do it. They had me do it, and I got up the first time. It was a lot of luck. But I got up the first time, but I was sideways because I was used to being water skiing when I was younger. So I was applying my water skiing where your legs are perpendicular to both.
So on wakeboarding, I've done it one time too, and I got up for like 2 seconds, but I'm trying to remember because I've done it before one time where you could start off the shore. Or no, that's kneeboarding.
Yeah.
So kneeboarding is different.
These guys, they're super freaks.
But wakeboarding, right, so it's like skiing, but your feet are on the one board, but don't you start off with the board sideways? And then you got to turn it as soon as the boat goes.
Yeah.
So I remember you got to have your whole body flexed and tight, the board sideways, and as that boat goes, you turn sideways. You got to lean back, and it's your elbow locked. You got to T-Rex arm that and not lean too far forward.
Yeah, that's your brakes.
Is tough.
Yeah, that's your going brakes. Yeah. Is leaning forward and back. But you're just like wake surfing. You start with the front.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, facing the boat.
Make no sense. Why is it sideways when I want to go that way, right?
But then once you get going, it's like being on a bike. Then you turn up. But anyway, I kept riding like I was riding a board sideways. They kept going, "What are you doing, Frank?" I go, "Don't I have this?" They go, "No, turn the thing." And, you know, of course, then I fell off. But it's all learning experience. And we've had a great time out here at Lake Sonoma with these guys. Just amazing athletes. Can't say enough about them. But they're always, doing different tricks and... They're all different and unique in their own special talents out there, you know, doing kickflips and, doing...
Kickflips?
Air reverse. Yeah, my buddy's the first guy ever to do a kickflip.
I thought your feet are locked in. How do you do a kickflip on that?
Your feet aren't locked in.
They're
in
not?
Wake surfing.
They're not.
On wakeboarding, yes. But wake surfing,
it's
no.
It's different.
It's like a little surfboard.
Oh, I've never seen wake surfing.
Oh, yeah, you have to wax the board so you could, your feet don't...
Well, I assume it's a surfboard.
Yeah. And I slipped one time when there wasn't enough wax, and it's no fun. You land your ass on that board, it hurts.
Yeah, because it's so weird in science time. Yeah. Is that water, when you get going fast like that, that water is not like just jumping in. It turns into concrete.
No. You're only going 12 miles an hour.
Well, but when I fell wakeboarding, when I fell skiing.
Oh, skiing, yeah. I got an enema one time.
Well, I don't know anything about that. But yeah, I remember, it's like you don't want to get that water in your ear. It's like you're ringing for like a month.
Yeah, I was spitting out water for Delta water for a week.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was bad. But you know what? You're going a lot faster with all those wakeboarding and skiing, water skiing. You're going a lot faster. You're going 12 miles an hour. So when you hit the water, the one thing you do have to watch out is hitting the board. DJ James, he hit the board, the board flipped and he hit the fin, and it went all the way to the bone. So
our other friend nice.
Isaac had to, yeah, he had to race him to the hospital, and they said, you almost lost your leg because you can't be hitting the bone and getting bacteria in
there.
Yeah,
the water's nothing nice.
You know, I mean, dude, I get ear infections because you get a little garbage.
So on the wake surfboards or on the wakeboards, I've seen on the videos, of course, where the boats, and I don't know, it's probably super dangerous, where the boats will go like a little bit behind other boats and they'll get those guys in the wakes, or they'll swing them out wide and they'll do like flips. They'll like push themselves up past the boat and like let go of the rope and then catch the rope again. They'll like turn around, like go backwards. There's crazy stuff. Like, how do you even practice or learn that stuff, or even know how to do it? It's nuts, right?
Yeah. So, well, my buddy DJ James, he started at Fort Point in San Francisco, the most gnarliest place to surf that I've ever heard about, Hawaii included.
Oh, but that's without the wave, or I mean, without the boat.
Oh, it's without the boat. You got rocks. He said one time there was a guy that came and, the wave came and he smashed him into the rocks and scraped his whole nose off.
Oh, well, yeah,
they had to have
those waves, big wave surfers. Is that what you're talking
about? No, this is at Fort Point, so you're coming in the rocks underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, okay.
On the south side, on the San Francisco side, not the Marin side. There's a killer wave, but the way it breaks coming in, because it's coming in at that angle.
Yeah, those rocks are not forgiving.
You know, you could hit that wave at a little, that little sweet spot, and you got a beautiful wave. But if you go too long, or you're trying to get out of the water, and a big wave comes and smashes you. I mean, I have never surfed out there. I've surfed Ocean Beach, at least, tried. Surfing's one of my favorite things to do, but that's not what I was really great at. So I just like to watch sometimes,
Oh, I'd love to watch it.
Because it's amazing. These guys are fucking amazing. I have so much respect for their athleticism and their balls, because I've got clacked with the surfboard, out at Goat Rock.
Yeah.
One time coming in, the wave was too big and I wasn't in shore enough where I could run. It's right at your waist, you can't run as fast. And it was a steep cliff and I'm like, oh no. And I'm running as hard as I could in water. And I go, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah,
and when
like
the thing clapped off, it was a perfect timing. It's just a perfect timing where I couldn't go on duck dive under it. And it just smacked me right in the head. And then the board hit me in the head.
Yeah,
I didn't get any stitches that time. I didn't crack my head open that time, but I was like, oh shoot, you got to be careful out here.
Well, that's what they say, never turn your back on the ocean. The ocean is a beast of its own. It's got its own mind.
And always look twice. Always look both ways.
Yeah, when you're crossing the street?
Mm-mm. Anywhere.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. No blinders.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the ocean,
use your peripheral vision.
The ocean is crazy because that's one of those things where you don't even need a board or anything. You could go out there and get smacked around just trying to body surf.
Oh yeah, when we went to Hawaii one time with DJ James and Oceana, they were laughing at me because it was perfect because it was that pitch where you could run, you could see the wave, so you could run, and get away from it if you wanted to. But if you timed it perfect right before it went, you could jump in and kind of like body surf a little bit. So there was a perfect wave out there, so I was there all day, and they're laughing because they're thinking I'm getting hurt. But the way I timed the wave, I rode with the wave.
Yeah.
And it smashed me, but then I had that cushion of water underneath me and a cushion of water, and I was getting glided into the it was fun. I didn't have a board or nothing. It was just me and the wave. But
yeah.
It was a perfect wave for doing what I did.
Well, you see seals and dolphins and stuff sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that. Riding that wave is fun for everybody.
Yeah, one time we were wake surfing in Florida. DJ James, he had a contract out here to help a boat company, but I can't tell you the name because it'll kill me. But that's a long time ago. But
it's irrelevant.
Yeah, we had the gag order, but that's all right. And anyway, we're out there helping, and we went down this canal, and all of a sudden, there's an alligator on the canal. And nice. I'm like, he's wake surfing behind the boat. He looks over and he looks over at me and I'm like, what the fuck? And I looked at the guy and he goes, oh, don't worry. We got a shotgun on board. Oh, okay. But they didn't tell us it was a, but then right after that, we're going down this canal and all of a sudden these dolphins start jumping our wave and wake surfing. And I got some pictures somewhere, but it was a badass experience, you know, to see the dolphins wake surfing with a human being.
Yeah, they're very friendly.
They're very intelligent.
They're smart. Yeah, there's stories of them saving swimmers, saving boats, saving shipwrecks. Dolphins, mammals.
Well, they say their language is closest to the human. I mean, not speaking, but you know, the way their brains work and everything. They're very intelligent creatures. And speaking of which, there's a Miami football. They got the Dolphins. They're one of my favorite teams just because of the colors of it, because it's tropical and it's it just reminds you of that area of Florida, you know, just a beautiful color, you know, that those pastels and the soft tones. It just makes me feel like surfing, you know, and being with dolphins, and I've loved dolphins. So anyway, but back to what I was saying before, I didn't finish the point, and now I forgot where we were on that.
Oh, just on the pandemic and etiquette and being safe, doing your part, you know, washing your hands, not touching your face. Oh,
you know what it was? It was with the Lamb to Pie, the lesson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what we did was we all...
You were being abducted.
We all got abducted separately. And then what they did, they put us in this... And then they brought us all to the fraternity. And, you know, it's okay, I can say this. And then they duct taped our mouths and tied us, you know...
Behind the back.
Put us all in there was 13 of us, and they put us all into a moving van like thing, like one of those box trucks, right? And then drove us out to some corn silo out in the middle of nowhere, you know, maybe 20 miles out, 15.
Very dexterous,
you know, like way out of town, and left us there at like, you know, 11 o'clock at night. By the time
snacks, no water,
no water, no snacks. And they said, stay together. So what happened was, we all sit there, and we all knew we were new to each other, kind of. Like, it was our pledge.
Blindfolded? No blindfold.
Oh, no, they took the blindfolds off, of course, once. Okay. That would have been disastrous.
But did they leave you tied up and...
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they took it. It was just to... So we would...
Just to feel the full effects of an abduction.
Okay, like, now you guys are all together, but, you know, you're all abducted together. You got to work as a team now. How are we going to get out of this? Then when they released us, before and after, they always said, stay together. Well, think about it. There's 13 of us. Me, my friend Tom, and Darren, we were joined together, so I knew them before. So I'm like, what do we do? And then there was a group over here what do we do? And then there's a group over here, a couple guys. Well, you come with us. And I got a friend that lives in Orville, you know. Let's see if we can hitchhike to Orville and get a number, and then we'll come back and get you guys. And then the next thing, another guy goes, oh, well, I'm just going to hitchhike straight home, or I'm going to try to find a phone.
Yeah, you all lose.
So we didn't know it. We're just thinking, okay, guys, and then we'll all rendezvous back at the frat house. You know, it wasn't like we were banning each other. We're like, okay, but we'll send help. You know, so we got part of the message, like, let's figure this out together. But they said, do not separate.
Yeah, that's
whatever you do.
Yeah.
But think about it. If we did not separate, who's going to come with a box van and pick up 13 college students? You know, we had to, you know, unless, well, I guess we could have walked all the way back. You know, I guess we could have. But what I'm saying is we were like, hey, you know, I was studying for a test. My girlfriend was over. I mean, you know, I got to get back to my life. Let's, and we'll rendezvous with the thing later. Well, when we rendezvoused back at the house, all separate, the Lamb to Pie, the guys came out, all the, you know, older guys came out and started beating the fuck out of us, like punching us and shit. We're like, what the fuck? What's going on?
You broke the rules.
And I'm serious, dude. Like, I told you, when a guy headbutted me a block away one time, football team, he came up to me and just break and boom, headbutted me. I'm like, oh, hi. You know, that's the way they said hi. It was like a high five for a normal person. And I, you know, had a splitting headache the next day. But these guys, you know, wanted us to stay together. Punched us or whatever, and like, get in here, you know, like, and brought us in. And then they gave us a spiel. They go, this is going to be a long semester for you guys. You guys, if you would pass that test, we wouldn't fuck with you. Now we're going to fuck with you all semester. You know, like, if you
got to listen to directions.
Yeah, it's so important. Like Joe Barbaresco when we were in high school. And, And the Army came out and gave us one of those aptitude tests, right? So me being ADHD, they said, yeah. They said, you can, as soon as you finish the test, you can go. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get
Was it a Scantron? Did you mark all C's?
No. It was the government. So it was on paper. And as I remember, you know, that cheap paper that sometimes I think it wasn't like.
But yellow?
No, I don't think it was yellow, but it, sometimes it's on the government. Well, anyway, I just remember the material. It was different than regular stuff we were using. And in the front, it said on the top, it said, okay, here's the test, blah, 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 and do A, B, and da, da, da. And at the very end, it said, and do not answer any questions and just sit there for 10 minutes and then turn the test in.
Yeah, you got to read them all through.
Right? Well, everybody else, like, we get to go out and play basketball or do something. Oh, man, I'm going to do this. And so I'm just going real quick. I don't even care. They said it wasn't gradable. It wasn't part of our grade. So I was like, oh, yeah, do. Get through there. I'm out of here. And Joe was the only one, smart kid. We called him Ogilvy. They called him Ogilvy because he looked like the guy from Bad News Bears. And he always helped the coach. You know, he was always there with the clipboard helping Mr. Orris. And once again, we lost. The whole class lost. You know, he was the one that you got to go leave early and everybody else had to stay.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes...
I've heard of those tests before.
Yeah, aptitude tests. But
well, just the ones where you got it. It starts off with, before you do anything, read through every question, read this thoroughly or something like that. And most people don't read any of the directions. They skim them and then they just start marking stuff down.
Yeah, and usually it works in your benefit. Not for me, it did 9 out of 10 times, or more than that. But this was the one time that
backfired.
It didn't work out.
That's the old banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah. So
the okie doke.
Yeah, the okie doke. Yeah, they did. They gave us the okie doke.
Yep.
The Army did. But you know what?
Standard.
But guess what? I learned from it. Next time, I said, you know, sometimes I'm going to take my time. So
at least read the last question and the first question.
That's part of speed reading. They say just skim the first line and the last line.
If you can't get
the
cliff notes.
You know, I was a natural speed reader. They just told me the directions. I didn't have to go to Ron L. Hubbard speed reading. They always advertised on Channel 2. I was like, oh, you just told me what it is. I got this. And I love speed reading. But, you know, when you're in a hurry, yes. But when you have time or they tell you to take your time, take your time. Oh, a kid told me 5 years ago, changed my life. He said, Frank, catch yourself in a hurry. I said, wait, catch yourself in a hurry. He goes, Frank, I see you running around trying to get all this stuff done, and then you're spilling your hot chocolate, you're tripping over your feet, you didn't tie your shoes. He says, catch yourself in a hurry. When you feel yourself in a hurry, slow it down. Remember that inverted U. You want to be right in the center, because when you go too fast, you're going to be clumsy and fuck up. And what you don't get done today, hopefully there's tomorrow. So, you know, the sense of urgency is only if somebody's bleeding out. You know, if it's...
Yeah, or they're choking and you need the Heimlich. But yeah, I think they tell you, I think the saying is in combat sports, in combat things like that, slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
Oh, okay. You told me that before. I got to write that down. Say that again.
Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Something like that, you know, because if you rush through it and you got to do it twice, that's not as quick as doing it once correctly, you know, at a reasonable pace. You know, it's one of those things where it's a philosophy that you can kind of just make it your own. You know what? Go at a pace, but don't go rushed.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know.
Slow and steady wins a race.
Yeah.
Which
break a sweat, but on your terms.
Yeah, which I think is the root of it is the whole thing we're saying. And all these are variations and getting a little deeper. But slow and steady wins a race. You know, if you pound every day, you know, next thing you know, maybe it's 27 years later, but then you've got a sauce company that's doing well and never quit. You know, little engine that could, you know. Sometimes it's good to quit, you know, if things are, you know, I'm not going to say never quit because sometimes it's smart to quit, you know, like quit smoking or something like that. You know what I mean? No pun intended. But you know what I mean? It can be good. But, you know, in this case, you know, I'm glad I never quit. It was a rough ride, but we had a lot of fun. And that's what life's about. You know, it doesn't have to be a scary roller coaster every day, but, you know, it is a roller coaster.
Yeah. Well, the thing about quitting is most people quit for no, I mean, they have the reasons to quit, but they don't replace it. So they just quit something. So if something is not working out for you, no matter what it is, find something positive to replace it with. Don't just like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to give up.
Yeah.
You know, and I correlate quitting usually to sports teams. for some reason. Like, you know, you quit the team, you quit on the team, you know, the playing or practicing and all that stuff was too much to do with your academics, so, you know, you got to cut something out. But the whole thing is once you get past all those things and once it's in real life things, people just give up on stuff, whether it's the New Year's resolutions, whether it's they're making goals that are hard to actually achieve. What you got to do is just don't give up. Yeah. You know, like Jimmy V said, don't ever, ever give up. Just keep trying and...
Oh, yeah, because you know what? Sometimes people want you to quit for their reasons, and they bait you.
Yeah.
Like even that Lambda Pi. Remember we were talking about when I was in Lambda Pi? Well, I stayed the whole semester, but I had to quit at the end because I was flunking out of class. I was getting F's in every goddamn class. I didn't do my term paper. I didn't draw my, you know, I was supposed to draw a house. I had to quit, and in 2 weeks, I drank more coffee than the whole entire student body, but I ended up passing all my classes and getting a 3.0. I got the paper and I went back to all my teachers. I go, how come you gave me a B? I was flunking out. The best I could do was a C. And they go, we never seen anybody turn around so hard and so fast like you.
But there you go.
I had the fear of God in me. I started waking up. My parents are going to kill me if they see my report card.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to go, what? And my mom hit harder than my dad. So, you know what I mean? I kind of woke up and said, man, I got to buckle down.
Well, there it is. Yeah. I got to buckle down. Come to Jesus moments.
Mm-hmm. And I did it. And I loved all my teachers. They were awesome. And also, but then at Lambda Pi, I remember there was this girl, she was from Walnut Creek or something like that, and she was a really cute girl, and she was always talking to me at all the little functions, and I was always talking to her, and then my big brother, he said, oh, she don't like you, and I'm going, okay, she don't like me, but she's cool, you know, like, no big deal. And then later on, I found out she had a crush on me, but I already made out with one of the other girls, and she got all pissed off. So also,
that'll do it.
Also out there, believe in yourself and don't take everybody's word
as gospel.
As gospel. You know, that's my life.
That would
experience.
Be what we called what he just did to you is dirty Mac, and what he did right there, he was hating. That's what happens.
Yeah. And you know what? Other than that, he was my big brother. We partied our ass. He's from Los Gatos. I can't remember his name, but right now, I want to say Daniel, but it's all. But anyway, we had a great time, so no, I don't hold it against him because you know what? Shame on me. I should have believed in myself. You know, I should have had more confidence. You know,
it's a learning process.
But she was so cute. I mean, I was like, oh yeah, maybe you're right. What do I do? Deserve to be with her? Smart, good looking, you know. But sometimes let them make the decision for you.
You know.
What, even, and I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about coaches. I'm talking about teachers. Let them make, if they tell you that you can do something, listen. But if they tell you you can't do something, don't listen. That's my simple philosophy in school.
Yeah.
You know, so don't give them a hard time. But if they tell you you can't do something,
look
them square in the eye and go, watch me. Pull a Tonya Harding on them. Well, oh, don't hit him in the kneecap. I meant that was her attitude. Just watch me. So, but enough about, we talked about her before. So we'll stay.
We need a better reference.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? God bless her. She's a mom now and she's happily married and, you know.
Yeah, so, everybody makes mistakes and we learn and grow from them. I hear
you. Yeah, and she, you know, she was so young going through all that shit. She didn't have time to think about.
There was a lot of,
you know, what, you know, it was, I mean, your
go-to should not be to do that though.
Oh, God, no. God, no.
There's something going on there. But yeah, we'll move along.
Oh, yeah. But once again, it goes to slow is smooth and smooth is fast. You know, so just be out there being smooth.
Yeah, be smart about it. Pay attention to the social etiquettes that are written and unwritten and just be a little bit kinder. These are all hard things to do, and I get that. And it's very preachy, but at the same time, if you can do it one time out of 10... We all do it one time out of 10, it'll just be a better place. I don't know if I could do it one time out of 10, but I'm trying.
Hey, that's all we can ask for.
Yeah.
You know what? If you know what the problem is, that's half the battle. Then doing it, and like you said, replacing it with something.
Yeah.
So,
you can't just give up anything and then just, you know.
And then I look at back in that time, and the next girlfriend I had after that was horrible. So I was like, shit. You know what? I should have zigged when I zagged, and I zagged when I should have zigged. So... sometimes life's a bowl of cherries and you don't always get, and sometimes you get the pits. But anyway, all learning experiences and...
just be safe out there. And we're going to segue a little bit. We said we'd talk about, we were talking about the NFL last week. And we're going to just do our no research, one take, NFC or AFC, NFL picks, and maybe narrow it down to a Super Bowl pick.
Okay, well,
yeah, but this is,
do we have a dart board around here?
Exactly, that's what it is. We're picking names out of a hat. Basically, we got a list of all the teams. We downloaded it, or we downloaded it. We printed it out, and we're just going to go from division to division. And I've watched no preseason. I haven't looked at the schedule.
I heard Tom Brady's playing this year.
Yeah, so that's a safe pick. We haven't looked at the Vegas odds. We haven't done anything like that. So this is going to be one of those things where, you know, we're working right now. We got our hands in the dirt, but we're working without a net.
Yeah, and you know what? Correct us if we're wrong.
Well, of course we're going to be wrong. The pros are wrong. This is not a science.
Oh, okay. So we're not putting money on this?
No. Well, no.
Okay.
But we maybe. Okay. We'll see.
Later. Let's get a little more information.
Yeah. I don't know if we are going to be condoning betting or anything like that, or repping betting. So let's just start with the AFC. This is the order that we printed out. So the AFC East is the Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins, the New York Jets, and the New England Patriots. Mm. So we're going to do this by order of elimination. So the Patriots are starting a first-year quarterback, number 10 or 15 pick. I forget what he was.
Oh, they're going for it.
New system. This is the first year the Patriots got spent a bunch of money. Well, it's not the first year, but it's been a while since I think that they've said that they've gotten a bunch of money or spent a bunch of money on players. So they got a pretty good team. Patriots, I'm going to say, is not winning that division. The New York Jets, they're the same. They're starting a first-year quarterback, and the Jets are the Jets. I don't know a whole lot about them. I know that they haven't won since Broadway Joe.
Yeah, it's been tough. It's like that one story where the kid, you know, is in court, and they say, well, we're going to take you away from your father because your father beats you. And then he goes, oh, okay, thank you. And they go, we're going to send you with your mother. I said, well, she beats me too. Well, then we'll send you to your aunt and uncle. Well, they beat me too. Well, we'll send you to the New York Jets. Oh, good, because they don't beat anyone.
Yeah.
So, you know, just saying. I'm not picking them this year.
No.
Unless you tell me something like they
trade. No, it's a first-year quarterback. Okay. You know, I think it's a new coach. I think
then
Jets,
I'm not going out the limb on this one.
No, okay. This is not out of the limb. And then this is how we're doing. And not to discredit any of these guys, but this is just how I would do it if I was like...
Oh, don't take any offense.
Yeah. So I think, but then I'm rooting for the Jets coach. I'm pretty sure it's the old Niners coach, Saley or Say, whatever. He was coaching there last of the year. So, I mean, there's the Bay Area ties, and God bless him. But it just takes a minute to do that. You got to change the culture. You know, football teams turn over. But, yeah, we're not going with the Jets. Next is the Miami Dolphins. They're starting with the second-year quarterback. He's coming off, I think this will be his third year dealing with a big injury. Good quarterback, came from a good school, all that stuff. But I don't think the Dolphins have an amazing defense, I think. Or they did last year. I'm not sure. But, yeah, so for me, I'm going to go with the Bills. We're going with the Bills. The Bills.
What was the other team?
The Dolphins.
Oh, New England.
What about the Patriots, the Jets, the Bills,
can I
or
give
the Dolphins?
My thing?
Yeah, go for yours.
Okay, one, Buffalo, two, Miami.
We're just doing who's going to win the division. That's too much trying to rank.
Oh, you don't want to rank all four?
No, because that's too much.
I take back what I said about
them. We're going with Buffalo.
Okay.
So Buffalo has a great quarterback, I think.
Where's the wild card, though? Couldn't one of those guys be the wild card?
But that's just getting the playoffs. This is just to win the division.
All right, let's just do that.
We're not even close.
Oh, you know, we're at the beginning of the season. Let's take it easy.
Yeah, this is just division. This is how it starts out.
Let's take the pressure off.
Yeah, this is just division, who we think is going to win the division. This isn't who we're, you know.
Okay.
We're not doing records. We haven't even looked at the schedule.
Okay.
You know, baby steps, my friend. So, yeah, we're going to go with Buffalo Bills. I think their quarterback last year was really high in MVP voting.
I remember
he's a
that.
Really good quarterback. So we're going to go with Bills for the AFC.
I forget his name, though. That's how bad I am.
Oh, it's Josh.
Okay.
Good old Josh. No, it's not. No. What is his name? You know what? I don't know his name
either.
When
you tell me, I'll know.
I forget his name, too.
I've been busy selling a lot of sauce, though. So.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things, you know. Master of a few, what is it? Master of a few things. Knowledge of all. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the AFC North is the Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns, and Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, I got to go with either Baltimore or Pittsburgh, just my gut tells me.
Yeah. So Big Ben is, they say he looks healthy. He's getting up there, pocket passer.
Okay.
So this is a little closer division. The Bengals, and I'm going basically by not really counting their defenses and just going off what their quarterbacks are going to do.
Oh, okay.
So the Bengals, this is a second-year quarterback. He's a former number one pick. He's just coming off of an injury. Pretty good. I don't know how they address their line, so I'm going to say the Bengals aren't going to do it. The Browns have a really good team. Baker could take a leap. He might not. I'm not sure. But I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson, I don't think they figured him out. He's a former MVP. Very good. Their team got better. They're, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll go with that. I will. Yeah, put me down for that one.
So I think we'll go Bills, Ravens for the AFC East and AFC North. Then the AFC South is the Texans, the Colts, the Jaguars, and the Titans.
I'm going to go with the...
I can't really break down these divisions. I'm not touching Houston with the 10-foot pole. Who knows what's going on there? The Colts, they just got Carson Wentz. He is coming off an injury. He had an ankle injury, you know, and the jury's still out on them. The Jaguars got a first-year quarterback, number one pick. They're in, and a brand new coach. I don't know if they got their stuff together. It's going to take them a minute. The Tennessee Titans, I think, you know what? I'm going to go with the Titans. The Titans, I'm pretty sure they have Tannehill, which is he's a comparable, not comparable, but he's a capable quarterback. Then they have their running back is dope. So good. He's going to be a 1,000-yard back for sure. So I'm going to go with the Titans in this thing because I just don't know about Carson Wentz with the Colts. They're a good team. New quarterback, new system, all that things. I'm going with the Titans. Did I sell you?
No. Let me look at this. I don't know why the Jaguars are jumping out at me. I don't know why.
Really? You're going to go with the Jaguars?
Something tells me.
Urban Meyer, first-year quarterback? Okay.
I'm just, you know, my ESPN is on right now, so that's what I'm going for.
Okay.
I'm going with my feel on that.
Yeah, that's a big money bet. You should put money down on that one. Yeah,
because I'm sometimes logic doesn't make sense.
Not in sports.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the AFC West is the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Las Vegas Raiders. Isn't that weird to say?
Yeah.
Las Vegas Raiders. Man, gosh, if I lived in Vegas, I would love to go see a game. I think in that new stadium, they have a freaking nightclub in one of the end zones. You know where they used to have the, what were they called? All the Raiders fans in there in that pit, that black hole? Is that what they called it?
I was more of a 49er guy, but...
But yeah, I think they called the Black Hole, but where the Black Hole was in one of them, it's now it's a nightclub. But yeah, wow. So it's an amazing stadium. It's Vegas. What are you going to do, right?
Yeah. What stays so, in Vegas
The Broncos have an amazing defense. I don't know. They're looking for a quarterback, so who knows what happens with that. Oh, this is a no-brainer. This is easy. This is the Chiefs.
Oh.
All day long.
Oh, yeah, circle that one.
Yeah.
Don't even tell me the other two. I don't want to know.
The Chargers have a really good quarterback. The Giants could have drafted him. Oh, man. And the Raiders, gosh, they got Bay Area ties, and we love them, but this is a no-brainer, you know? I'm going.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm basing this on quarterback play, it's Patrick Mahomes all day.
Yeah. Oh, can you say that again?
Patrick Mahomes all day.
No, if because that rhymed.
Oh, if I'm basing, I don't know what I say.
Okay, we'll have you to check back. That was a good one.
Yeah, but I'd hate follow-up questions.
Okay, let's not do it.
But yeah, if I'm basing this on quarterback, rewind. Hit rewind.
Okay.
So then the NFC, so we got the Southwest. So this is the NFC East? No. Yeah, yes. No, this is the AFC, I'm not sure what it is. It's got to be East. Yeah, we didn't record it. So the NFC East is the, that can't be right.
I guess so. Well, if you got it off the internet,
yeah,
it's got to be right.
Oh, it's got to be true, right? The Cowboys are in here, so that makes it weird. So it's the Cowboys, the Giants, the Eagles, and the Washington football team. So the Eagles got a second-year quarterback. He's pretty good.
Got a lot of young quarterbacks this year.
Oh, yeah. I think there's six that are younger than 23.
God, that's crazy. But you know what? Some people peak at the right time.
Well, it's sports.
Yeah.
It's a confidence thing. So the Cowboys, Dak's coming off an injury. They are on hard knocks. Do you want to root for America's team? But as a Niners fan, I don't know. The Giants.
I like the Cowgirls. Cheerleaders.
I don't know if they're called the Cowgirls. I think it's just the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Okay. They started the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And Jerry Jones, you got to love him. He's fun. And there's
Tom Landry. Dope. Am I going back too far?
Yeah, no, he God hasn't been there Tom in a minute. Landry.
Yeah, but he was badass.
Yeah, I loved it. He's sharp on. He dressed in the nines on the thing, a salute with it. He wore a brim.
He looked like he was going to go golfing right afterwards. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that. I thought he always wore a suit.
No, he did, but he had the nice hat, and he was like looking like he's going to go to a country club afterwards.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They call maybe that red carpet.
Yeah.
He ready for the red carpet.
Red carpet, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. So the Cowboys, the Giants, the Eagles, and the Washington football team. Washington football team, who did they got? I think they got, what is it, Fitzpatrick? I think they got, I'm not sure who their quarterback is. They got somebody new. Their defense is dope. The Eagles got a second-year quarterback. The Giants, Saquon, their good running back, coming back from an injury. Their quarterback is a question mark. The Cowboys, oh, gosh, I might have to do this like you do it and just do it on a gut. And
sometimes those are your best things.
Yeah, but who are you feeling? I'm almost feeling like Washington might win this.
Well, they are getting a lot of attention.
You know, or Philadelphia. Cowboys, I think, are going to win at least 8 games. So I don't know what's enough to win this division.
Yeah, I wish you could let me pick seconds, thirds, and fourths, because it's hard for me.
Just the order of elimination. So the Giants aren't going to do it. Do you think Philadelphia is going to do it?
I'd put Dallas before Philadelphia for some reason.
Okay, so then Philadelphia ain't going to do it.
I'm going to go with the Washington football team.
That's what I think, too. I think we'll go with Washington.
Okay, yeah. You know. So far we're in agreement except for one, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why you...
Right, it's just the ESPN was on.
Da-na-na-na.
I got my ESP.
Okay, so we're still in. So then, what are we in, the NFC?
Let's see here. What is the next?
So we're in the NFC. So the NFC North is the Bears, the Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings.
Ooh.
This is another tough. Oh, I'm going to go with Green Bay. Yeah,
I was my first cut.
But I'm going with Aaron Rodgers. So Minnesota, I think they got Kirk Cousins. He might not make it the whole season. The Detroit Lions are the Lions. They traded their quarterbacks. And the Bears are they got the Red Rocket. What's his name? He came from Cincinnati. I forget his name. So, and then they got a Justin Fields as their backup first-year quarterback. So they've got, no matter who they start, they have two first-year quarterbacks. I'm going with Aaron Rodgers, the MVP, all day. Mm-hmm. It's his swan song. You know what I mean? He's trying to win this and get the heck out of Dodge and either go to somewhere.
Yeah, he go back to Chico.
No, he's still going to play football. What team's in Chico?
No, I'm just joking. That's where he grew up.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But no. He's going to go to a different team next year. But that's something for a different day.
Okay.
Different day. So NFC South is the Falcons, the Panthers, the Saints, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I'm going to do the same thing. We could break them down. We could go through them by quarterback, but it's got to be Tom Brady all day, right?
Yeah, but I'm trying
Saints,
to think of...
The Saints got a new quarterback. The Carolina Panthers are the Carolina Panthers. I don't even know who their quarterback is.
How about the Falcons? They got Falcons, anybody exciting?
The Falcons got an okay squad, but I think they're still coming off that... Poor Super Bowl win. They
you know
still
what?
Got
you
got
to go Tampa Bay on that one. That was an easy one.
We've been here for a minute, and it's one of those things that you just don't bet against Tom Brady.
No. You learn. Remember a thing about history and learning from your mistakes? Don't bet against Tom Brady.
Mm-mm. No. So then the NFC West is the Cardinals, the Rams, the Niners, and the Seahawks.
Well, we got to go for the 49ers just for the old sake of it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing is you can't bet against your team, so I think the Niners we're going to pick, but... You know, because it depends on if Garoppolo gets hurt or not. The Rams have an amazing team. Their defense is like store-bought, top shelf. They just got the best game manager, they call him. I forget what they call him, but they just got the Lions old quarterback. He's really good. And the Cardinals got a bunch of players, but I think a third-year quarterback. The Seahawks might be good. But we're just going to go with the Niners because we're never going to root on wax against our squad.
No, you don't bet against the whole town.
No. No, but then...
Worst thing you can do is just don't bet at all, but don't bet against them.
Yeah, no, we're never going to bet against the Niners. It just don't go down like that.
No.
But then for this one, we'll actually do a second place because it's like that. And for second place, I think out of all these teams, I think it'll be the Rams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think the Rams... I just feel like the Rams got a good squad. They got a veteran, good quarterback.
All right, I'll go with Seahawks then.
And then you're going to go Seahawks for second place.
Well, I have
to. Yeah.
My aunt lived up there for years with my cousins.
Yeah, but that's how you're betting, like you bet on horses. I like that name.
But guess what? The only time I ever bet on the horses, I did six. I didn't know anything about them. I had to do six races, and I lost every one, and then the long shot won on the sixth race, and I collected a payday. The only time I've ever horse raced, and I picked every one of them just on the name. So, you know what? Like I said.
Yeah, if it worked, it worked.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We put the date on that just so we know.
Oh, well, no, it's 9:30. So, okay. And then I hate to be boring, and it's one of those things with the little information that I have and the amount of time I put into this. This is like marking all C's on a Scantron, like we said earlier. I'm almost want to say, unless, you know, because the only thing is Green Bay going to knock out Tom Brady? You know, because we don't know about injuries. We don't know about any of those things. So and then...
Oh, yeah, this is strictly on, you know...
Well, I'm thinking, like, because we're going to do our quick Super Bowl.
Oh, can I just cut to the chase on that one?
I think it's going to be a repeat, don't you?
I mean...
Because unless Green Bay... I feel like Green Bay might be the only ones. And I had watched no preseason. This is just going off of pulling a freaking number out of the air and a name out of a hat. But so
you know what, I'm going to go with that, because you know what, what's weird, I just feel like those two teams have momentum going in.
Well, they got momentum going in,
but I mean
the Chiefs line is going to be better this year than it was last year. Gronk's gone, but the Tampa Bay didn't get any worse. They're 100% vaccinated, so they're not going to lose any players to games.
Okay.
They retained, I think, 90% of their starters. I we don't want to bet against Tom. And the only quarterback, I don't know about the only quarterback, but the only team per se, and this is going against non-defense. I don't know anything about these teams' defenses. Is if Aaron Rodgers pulls a rabbit out of his hat. I could see maybe him going to, but Tom is just undefeated against him.
It's a mind thing too at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but Rodgers might have one of those years where it's just like,
it's my last year.
It's my swan song. I'm going to Super Bowl this and dip out.
Go out like John Elway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, he's going to play more, but we just don't know if he's going to play for the Packers. There was a whole controversy this year, and everybody knows this is not new news. They talked about it forever. And then Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, they got weapons. You know, their line didn't uphold in the Super Bowl. They didn't have a lot of starters. He was playing a little bit of backyard football, it felt like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I think it'll be if I had to bet today in Vegas, not knowing anything about the odds or anything about anything, I would say that it'll be a repeat, which will be dope. Because if the Niners don't get there, then that'll be dope. But it'll be cool to see them run it back, because I don't know when the last time that happened was. I can't remember. I know the Bills went there 3 years in a row, maybe.
Yeah, they lost every time.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm trying to think of teams that made it a bunch of times in a row. The Niners went a couple times, but I don't think it was the same team every time. I know they had to play the Cowboys a couple. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look that up. But yeah, I don't know the last time they ran it back. That's what they call it.
But I don't know. I just have because I think both these guys are motivated. You know, they're motivated and they have the confidence. But I think Tom comes out on top again. I do. That's what I'm going for. You know, local kid. That's the way I look at it. Am I wrong?
No.
Okay. We're going for you, Tom. We're in agreement.
Yeah, I'm a...
Go get him.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. You know? All right. I mean, it's one of those things that it feels like it's weird. It's like as you get older and as you grow and have more life experiences, you could appreciate other teams a little bit more. You could appreciate other players a little more. And this is not for you fanatics out there. I get it. It's your team and F everybody else. Nothing wrong with that. That's what I love about fandom. But me personally, as I detach from, you know, from the team and it's from it being all and consuming, I could appreciate other teams and I just like to watch good games.
Yeah. No, yeah, football is fun, so fun to watch. And I'm looking forward to the season, you know, and
yeah, yeah, speaking of the season... it's going to be interesting because there's going to be fans in the stadiums. There's going to be fans in the parking lot. There's going to be fans everywhere.
Does that mean tailgating?
It does mean tailgating. I think depending, and this is what's weird. I don't know about for football, but I know for the New York Knicks and the Golden State Warriors for the basketball, the city ordinance are if you don't show your vaccination card, you're not getting in the building.
Yeah.
Whether you're a player, a coach, a fan, break down the list of people that should be entering the building. If you,
No, we don't do that.
If you don't have that card, if you don't have that paperwork, you're not getting in.
Yeah, as it should be.
Well, I suppose, yeah, but I'm just saying, though, so be safe out there. Get your vaccination if you want to go to the games. I think this is the, what do they call it, the carrot and the stick that the league is doing for the players, because they want them to be vaccinated. Because this year they're saying, for the NFL especially, is if they miss games or you don't have enough players because of protocol, you lose. It's a forfeit.
Wow.
Yeah, and anybody that's played anything from T-ball on up, you don't want to forfeit. It's like a tie. It's like,
what do you even practice for? It hurts you in your gut because you're like, whoa, you know, I'll play with seven guys. Let's go.
Yeah.
But they won't let us.
There's, who is it? The Cavs player, their guard, Colin Sexton, I think he played for Alabama. They played 4-on-5.
They let him do it?
Yeah, they let him do it.
Really?
Yeah, in college.
Why were so many people out?
Injuries and fouls. But you can still fill the team, and they did 4-on-5, and he was guarding two guys at once. It's dope. He was handling it. He almost brought him back.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, so you never want to forfeit, and that's just like how it goes in life, you know? If you don't get these things, you can't show up, you can't perform, you can't handle it. But it's going to be interesting, and you brought up tailgating, and we love tailgating. We love the whole game experience.
I mean, there's something about
waking up, and if you don't have to perform, you don't even have those game day jitters. It's just game day, man. Let's get it on.
Yeah.
It's like football and Thanksgiving. You know that there's something good going on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so the fans are going to be back. I don't know if I'm going to make a game this year. I don't know how I feel about the stands and about the people and all that thing, but tailgating is dope. There's going to be a lot of home football parties.
Nice. I just having some flashbacks of my buddy Tony that had a Super Bowl party every single year, and they were the bomb out his house out there in Santa Rosa. And God rest his soul, Tony passed away a few years ago, and we miss Tony. But Tony was a cook, and he would barbecue, and he'd have kegs, and he'd have TVs everywhere, and he had friends and family. I didn't miss that thing for so many years, man. It was my go-to. So anyway, big shout out to Tony. Rest in peace, Tony. Great man, Tony Sissa, out of Santa Rosa and Sebastopol here in Sonoma County. Great Super Bowl parties. We could talk about him all day and the Super Bowl parties. He loved mugs, and he loved mugs. He collected mugs, so I'd always bring him a mug, you know, a glass. And if I found an unusual one for him, and he was a big Raider fan, and I bet you he would be, he's in Las Vegas in spirit this season.
Oh, so as a Raiders fan?
Oh, absolutely. Big Raiders fan. Tony, God love you, Tony.
What was the...
One of the original Chili Gods, actually. Him and his wife, yeah. Good people.
So yeah, at this party that you're reminiscing about, what was the food?
Oh my God, that was the most amazing thing, because when you're a cook, your friends are usually brewers and cooks, you know? So Tony, you know, so would say, hey, bring your best dish. So everybody brought their best dish.
Trying to show out.
Oh yeah, the food was phenomenal. I mean, the beer that was flowing, the friends, you know, that were there, you know, the lifelong friends, you know, that you see around. You know, I haven't seen some of these guys since the pandemic. Although I did go see Ryan up at the new brewery in Cloverdale, and he was always at those parties. He was voted number one brewer, and bartender in Sonoma County quite a few years when he was at the
getting Bear, his cocktail on
the Bear Republic. Yeah, Sonoma County tradition.
So the menu.
Yeah, Racer 5. Oh, the menu. Yeah, they had people that brought, like, all these different salads, and then these different meats and different potatoes, you know, having, you know, all the vegetables, and everything was fresh. And I remember one year he cooked a tri-tip. So he had it going in the oven all day, and he was running around. And I mean, he was in his element. Man, he was in his element. And, he was a butcher, so you know, he always got the good food. Worked there at G&G Market, so he had this tri-tip, and then when he cut it, it was so big, and then when he cut it, there was plenty for everybody. It was just awesome, Yeah, everybody left, you know, well taken care of that day. Super Bowl was always a joy, no matter who won. No matter who won. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Unless you had money on the game, it feels like that's how it is on Super Bowls. They're so fun.
That was
such a good event, and there's the menus and the food that they use. It seems like there's not a simple go to, because I've done and been a part of Super Bowl parties and football game day parties where it's a barbecue and there's burgers, hot dogs, ribs,
and a TV in every room.
Of course.
Everywhere. All in the backyard, TVs all over the place. Yeah. You had your little congregations, you know, of people. It was so much fun. And just seeing everybody, just a blast. And the next year after he passed away, they had one of the girls said, we're going to have a party for him now. And we had a great celebration. His wife was there and daughter. God, the daughter, it was like... adult, 18 years old. I remember her when she was, you know, 6 years old or whatever. So this went on for, you know, 12 to 15 years. You know, it was a tradition. But yeah, we just had a great time. Just a great time. I remember one time, my friend called me from Chico and he said, "Hey, see that girl that was in that Bud Light commercial? Tastes great, less filling, and the two girls getting the cat fight by the pool." And I said, "Yeah, I just saw that commercial." And this is when the commercials were first getting popular. He goes, "Yeah, that's Amanda Detmore from Chico." I said, "Oh, really?" And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You bought her beer one time."
You know, there you go.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But you told her you wouldn't do it because she was stuck up, you know. But, oh, I shouldn't say that. But, hey, you know what? She ended up being a B actress after that. So she made it to Hollywood.
There you go.
So, you know, then I understood why she was kind of like... you know, a diva or whatever you want to call it. But she was a diva in high school. She went to PV, same school that Aaron Rodgers went. Check the facts. But anyway, good times. We're having a great time. Not just one story, you know. I mean,
yeah, Super Bowl parties are dope, and they're so much fun. But we're going to take a minute right now to let you know it's called an ad read. And this episode of Just a Few Takes is brought to you by the Chili Gods Red Sauce. It's a great salsa. It's good for anything from chips to salads to soups. You can put
dessert.
It on anything.
Cake, candy, and ice cream.
Yep. Get out there and learn about a little bit of the red sauce by the Chili Gods. So game day is an amazing day, whether it's the Super Bowl, whether it's game week one or week seven. It's one of those things. If your team's playing on a Saturday, on a Sunday, it's just an amazing day to wake up and either get out to the game and tailgate or to just do a big game day, fun day.
Well, you just said it, game day. It's a whole day. And talking about the prep, you know, you're laying out what you're going to wear the night before, your 49er helmet or, you know, your jersey or whatever you're going to wear, your special shoes, your lucky socks, whatever. You're going to lay it out because you're going to the game. And then you get a good graphics in you, but then you also get there early for the tailgate.
Oh, yeah.
And the San Francisco 49er tailgate parties were the best. You know, you had the whole city out there. You know,
was that Candlestick?
Yeah. Back when I went. And one of my favorite ones of all time, a friend of mine, Yvonne, you know, invited me and had some tickets, and we went, and one of her friends, she was a bartender, one of her friends was a ex-Raider, and I don't even remember his name. I mean, I know my other friend Paul knows him, Paul Strazzulo, that used to make the sauce for me, but I can't remember the guy's name, but he had the, you know, you were talking about the prep, right?
Yeah.
You have the barbecue out there, you had the trucks. You had everybody piled into these little sections, just partying, drinking beer, ice chests, you know, TVs, you know, radios. You know, back then, more radios, but, you know, and just having a good time getting ready for it and eating and drinking. And so I had his barbecue. He was a nice big guy, and I had his barbecue, and he definitely had the Raider mentality back then. And I said, how did you, this one, I was a young man, I was still in my 20s, and I said, how did you get that pork to just melt in my mouth like that? Yeah, I just took one bite, and it was soft. It just went right down. It had all that flavor. He goes, oh, I marinate, you know, for 4 or 5 days. And I said, wow, that's not bad. You can't leave. I thought you had to eat meat real quick, you know. But he goes, no, that
once it's warm, you do.
Yeah, but it was preserved, and then all that stuff gets in there and kills everything. So
do you remember what the marinade was or what it tastes like? It was just probably just a tri-tip.
It was pork. It was,
oh, okay. I remember it was ribs.
No, not ribs. It was slices of the pork. And you know what kind of had a little bit of fat on there, and he had different spices in there
and were you eating this in with the bun on
or just tailgate, you got one guy barbecuing here, you got one guy handing out the buns and the mustard and the ketchup, you got the chip guy over here, you got your tortilla guy over here, you got your potato salad guy over here. I mean, everybody's like, it's a smorgasbord,
like a spread,
and everybody's bringing whatever they, you know, oh, we're going to tailgate, bring your best thing. I brought the avocados, you know what
there
I mean
you go.
That's how I was. I made guacamole, that's what I did. You know, I love making guacamole, you know, fresh. But that's part of the prep, because you have to make the guacamole fresh. You can't make it the night before. Oh, let it sit.
No, they get turned brown, right?
No, even with the Tupperware. God bless Tupperware. I love Tupperware ever since I was a kid. It preserves freshness. But you still, avocado is one of those things where you want to eat it within 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe 6 at the most, even if it's refrigerated.
Same day, though.
Oh, definitely same day. Yeah. Definitely the same day. So, you know, that was part of your prep. You know, and, oh, I got to bring chips. Oh, I bought them a week ago at the store. You know what I mean? So there's different, some people don't have to worry about as much. Oh, the guy with the barbecue, he marinated he was prepping this day for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, that means you're waking up Monday thinking about Sunday.
Oh, yeah, the next Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, well.
He's, who's next? Okay, I got a week to prepare, let's go. So you get the ribs, you get the chicken, you get the fish, you get the guacamole, you get everything, we're going to be ready. And so anyway, that was my first experience. And ever since then, I was barbecued. You know, I was old hibachi guy when I was a kid. I used to have a little Japanese hibachi, and I used to just throw burgers on there, and I'd chop up onions and mushrooms or whatever, and get it in there, and then spread it down, and put a little Taco Bell sauce on there, and that was my go-to. So I evolved that day. So yeah. We're talking about food and sports. Yeah. That was an epiphany for me.
Light bulb.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. It was so strong that I can't remember his name, and I should probably look it up or ask Paul. In fact,
it's irrelevant. It's a great story. Yeah. And the message is there.
Yeah. And remember that guy, because he was a guy that taught me, you know, because I hung out. He's barbecuing, drinking beers. Yeah. I'm, what are you doing?
How he was good on the grill. It sounds like. Yeah. Did he have an apron and all that? But he probably didn't do it like that.
No, he had a helmet on. No, just kidding. But
he had shoulder pads.
Yeah, he was
number 86.
He was ready to go in, but it was 49ers. And yeah, so that was quite an experience for me. And then of course we went into the game, and they brought this container, because back then you could do the vodka, and ooh, they brought the half gallon. Ooh. Oh yeah, and I was like watching the game, and I was just like, woo, yeah. And then so. Afterwards, Yvonne wanted to play catch in a parking lot, or before we left, you know, early, because the 49ers were winning. I think it was the Rams. And this, you know, back Joe Montana days.
Yeah, we had their number.
Yeah, so it was like
Jim Everett.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, at fourth quarter, you know, I was like, hey, let's go play catch in the parking lot. So I went out there and we started playing catch in the parking lot. Because remember, the parking lot's packed with the tailgaters, but then there were spots where there was room to play catch, you know, and we're playing catch. But I'd had a couple drinks, so I wasn't doing up to par. I remember that, you know. And then we decided, you know, afterwards to go take a nap in the back of the car.
Sometimes you got to walk it off like that.
Oh yeah, you can't drive.
But tailgating is awesome. It's one of those things that I don't know if it's
so much fun.
Oh, it's always so much fun. Yeah, but I don't know if it's by where it is, but because it seems like to me on the east coast to the Midwest to the West Coast, it's different things that they probably tailgate and barbecue with, because I've only been to a few tailgates, and the barbecues there have usually just been burgers and hot dogs or hot links, and then sometimes chicken. I think people are hesitant to do chicken and one of them around the ones I've been, or maybe it's just me, I've never eaten it, because you got to cook chicken just so. You can't just be quick on the grill with the chicken, you know, because you don't want to give anybody salmonella.
Right.
So I've always been hesitant to eat chicken, unfortunately. A couple times I've had it, and it's been delicious. And like you said, it's all about the marinade.
But the thing that saves you, mm-hmm, when you're doing those kind of things is You're not going, oh, let's do a quick barbecue and get into the game. No, you could take your time and cook that chicken longer. Okay. That's the way I looked at it. But I agree with you. You know, especially after the kids and everything, you got to make sure everybody's fed. Sometimes you want those, like you said, throw a bunch of hot links on. We got this. Who's hungry? Yeah. Start with that and then go, oh, everybody's kind of taken care of. Okay,
let's Then you it. Move to the chicken. Stuff that takes
Yeah, skills. And then guess what? Then the chef can actually go, oh, I don't have to keep mine on. It's not going to burn.
You know, smart.
I go have a beer and talk to a couple people and then come back and go, oh, I'm going to be right back. I'm just going to flip the chicken. And half the time you come back and somebody goes, oh, I flipped the chicken for you because I saw you were talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a team effort. And if it does get burnt, guess what? It's still going to get eaten.
No, as long as it's not undercooked. But then, it seems like in the Midwest, I mean, not that I've been to any games in the Midwest or in the middle of the state, whatever, but it seems like ribs are more prevalent in those places. It's like I haven't had really any ribs at a tailgate. And I don't know if that's because what with ribs, you got to boil them first?
Oh, well, that's called, I think they call that parboiling, but that's not necessarily true.
True, yeah, but
you
it seems
just
like.
Marinate, but parboil's good.
Do you remember having ribs really at many barbecues unless they were picked up at a spot? Like, I don't.
For sure.
Oh, okay. But I'm probably just going with the wrong people, it sounds like. We're missing out on chicken and ribs.
I wouldn't say the wrong people. I don't know what kind
of
crowd.
We need someone with the chef hat on.
I don't know what crowd you're hanging around, but all mine are wearing chef hats. No, just kidding. Usually baseball caps, but got to keep the sun out of the eye. And, of course, I've always recommended wearing sweatbands because you got to wear the sweatbands. You know why? Because you don't want to get that sweat on everybody's food, especially these days. So that was a habit the Chili Gods got into years ago. But play it safe out there with the food.
Yeah, so tailgating is dope, and it's fun no matter what food you eat. And it seems like from a game day at home to a game day at the tailgate, like I was saying, maybe I've just been around the wrong people, but it seems like when you're at home, you could kind of plan your meal a little bit differently. You could just maybe do a little bit more. I don't know. It's like, I don't think there's that many people that do a full tri-tip.
But you know what? There's some people that don't like camping and some people that do like camping.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
So it's more the experience because, yeah, if you have all the, oh, shoot, I forgot this certain herb, or, oh, I wish I had that. I wish you could just go right in the fridge and get it or the store. But once you're at the game,
no.
If you don't bring enough food, guess who's not being looked upon too kindly on the way home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You
got to give the people what they want, and you got to take care of them.
Yeah, so that's the other thing is there's no...
Why have a party if it's not to take care of everybody?
Well, yeah, but with tailgating, like you said, you got to plan accordingly, and there's no improvising. This is the menu. If we forgot something, it's not really like you can run to the corner market.
No.
Yeah. So that's what's fun is if with tailgating is make sure your menu is on point and you have all the stuff there. But at home, it seems like there's more chips and dips and maybe some deviled eggs and, you know, maybe a bean dip to a guacamole dip, you know, and maybe you do
hot dogs. Bean dips. Yeah, like you were talking about before. That's where I first got... Was it there?
I don't know.
No. I forget. It might have been some kind of Super Bowl party, but that first time, maybe it was. The first time I had that layered dip. Yeah, that's what you were saying, that layered dip where they put...
It's delicious.
They put the beans, the meat, the avocado, the...
I've had it with olives, cheese, sour cream, salsa, tomatoes, onions.
Yeah,
It's like a taco or an amazing burrito. Yeah. I haven't had the rice in it ever.
No, I don't think I have either.
And it's always refried beans.
Yeah.
But it's like everything without the shell.
Yeah.
You know, and you just sit there and you put your chips in there, you know?
Unbelievable. That might have been at one of Tony's parties.
It's almost like a full meal.
I mean, how long have they been really doing that? Because I remember
don't know. I've had it a million different ways, and I don't even know what it's called.
We didn't have it when we were kids.
I think it's called a layered bean dip.
Yeah, that's what it is. But we didn't have that when we were kids. So I'm just wondering when that came out, because that was really popular back. But I think it's still popular.
It was probably an accident where everybody had the ingredients to tailgate, but they forgot the tortillas. So like you
just
said,
like
so
the chimichanga.
Improvised. Exactly.
That's how it all started. Oh, I can't imagine. Oh, you didn't? Wait, I thought you would bring the tortillas. Well, we live 300 miles out of town. We can't go back now. So, hey, you get what you got. So that's why the tailgating parties, the prep is just like painting a house. It's 95% prep.
Yeah, getting the tape on the windows.
That last 5% is I'm throwing it on a grill, and your mouth is going to water, and you're going to go to heaven, you know? You're gonna. Yeah. Well, I always say hot sauce heaven, but you're gonna go to taste bud heaven. I don't know, but it's going to be a great experience. And then you're going to be sitting at a game, all, you know, getting to relax, and then you get all that excitement, you know, especially with the 49ers. But any team, yeah, if it's your team, you know, you're stoked. You're happy to go see those guys. They're representing your city. They're representing who, what you believe in. So, you know, you're excited about that. You get to sit there with a full stomach.
Yeah, and it seems like tailgating, like you said, the only oven that you're going to have is a grill or a barbecue, you know, and it is another way people
say. Well, not nowadays. And now these guys, you know, they bring the big Winnebagos and the motorhomes and RVs, and
they have actual stuff.
Yeah, you're talking about, they got the bathroom right there. They got.
I've never done it like that, but when it's game day and you're doing it at home, it seems like you can. Some people they'll go with pizzas and hot wings, so you can order a bunch of pizzas and a bunch of hot wings, and then they might do their chips, dips, guacamole,
and yeah,
all the side stuff they'll prepare, and then they'll just do pizza, there's nothing wrong with that. I love a good pizza. I love some hot wings. And then also, if you're doing it at home, and there's one thing that I don't see at a lot of games or tailgating, is corn dogs. Because that's like a hot dog. It's good for the kids. It's good for everybody. It's a good little snack while you're in between.
Well,
you know, a corn dog with some Chili God's holy mustard.
Yeah, but now if you've got the RV with you right there,
yeah,
you got the microwave.
There
so
it is.
Guess what? Oh, you kids want more? How many? Six of you? Okay, give me a minute and a half, and it's on. And they're always like, can you make sure we have extra Chili God's holy mustard? And they always do. They always set them up. So the kids are the lucky ones, too, at these games. You know, because it's their first experience with the whole, you know, ritual, I almost call it. Because it's almost tribal.
It is.
You've got this big stadium filled with people.
It goes back to gladiators and the Greeks.
Or
tying it back into Al Dife of Pi Sigma Roy.
Lambda Pi.
Chi.
Yeah. Oh no, Lambda Pi. But yeah, it's like it goes back to the Incas and the Mayas when they would play in a soccer field, football field thing, and there was one. It was kind of like basketball, but there was one little hole in the rock, and the first team to get the little round rock in the hole lived. The other ones would sacrifice.
Yeah, that's the ultimate odds.
Yeah, but it was ultimate a tough stays. Game. Like the guy that got the goal was like, whoa. It was like a goal. People laugh about soccer. I read something on the internet recently. It's like, yeah, they're trying to get this, you know, little ball into this big, big net. You know, they make it sound like it's really easy, which, you know, it's not. But compared to this, it is.
Well, yeah, or golf, any of those.
Yeah, yeah. It was like golf mixed with basketball because it was up on a wall.
Yeah.
Played in the grass, and whoever got the rock into the thing. And imagine knowing you're in a game where if you lose, you're gonna die.
Yeah, no, that's the highest stake.
Yeah, so the highest stake.
And there's another
good one for
for
tailgate. Yeah, and I think that's probably number one.
Yeah,
you get there because you don't have to marinate it. You can, but you don't have to. You just throw a good one of those on it with a little salt and pepper.
And you can cut it up, and everybody could eat it with toothpicks.
Yeah,
a bunch of bites. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, you can. Yeah, you know. And then, oh God, yeah. So there's tailgates, great food and great times, and just exciting, and knowing that, you know, you're not going to hopefully not die at the end of whoever loses doesn't die, you know?
Yeah, no, it's not this. It's not that serious. It's
how many football players have died in pro football? A couple, maybe, on the field?
I don't know. I'm glad that we have to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. So these guys, half the guys on the field got sacrificed. That still kind of trips me out. But I remember reading that when I was in Reardon High School in San Francisco. I remember reading about the Incas and the Aztecs, just going, wow.
Yeah, it's a vicious culture.
Because you never know who, the little kid that makes a half-court shot by accident. You know, I'm not going to say accident, but, I mean, what are the odds they make it to win the Toyota? Can you imagine going, okay, we'll flip, and you know when you're the better team, and the kid with the glasses picks it up and just chucks it. Right through the hole, like, oh, we're all dead, and he gets to live.
Yep.
And he goes, yeah.
That's why they play the games.
Yeah, and then he's going like this, oh, I get all the women too. because he's all that's left, you know. But that's survival of the smartest, not survival of the fittest. You know what I mean? When the underdog wins like that. But look at David and Goliath. So never count out the little guy. Never count them out, okay? That's if we can learn anything. Just ask Muggsy Bogues and Spud Webb. You know,
but yeah, that's what's so awesome about sports is you never know. especially in a sport like baseball or football. I mean, they're all team sports. Basketball seems like you could stack the deck a little bit.
Any given Sunday.
But yeah, any given Sunday. That's what's so dope is you got to play the games because you never know. Mm-mm. That Hail Mary might tip off the defensive back's fingers and the wide receiver catches it.
Are you talking about the immaculate reception by Franco Harris against my Raiders at the time?
No, I was not referencing that at all. Oh. But there's been a bunch of them.
Yeah. So you don't know who's going to win? Oh, yeah, like a guy who cut the football in his head, with the Giants to win the Super Bowl. Talking about Super Bowl, I was out at Fifth Street Osceola's for that one in Santa Rosa. The place was packed. Good times. And there's nothing like a sports bar, too.
No.
Even though, I mean, with COVID, you can't, but prior to COVID, when everybody's crowded in, going, yeah, I'm a Niner fan. Oh, I'm a Dallas fan. Oh, okay, cool,
Yeah, it's sports bars are fun.
That
atmosphere is something that I miss and something that who knows when it'll ever get back to that because we're all going to be wary of that, of mingling and rubbing elbows. And that's fine, and we should be, but sports bars or any of those outside events where it's just all sports fans, they're all gathered around. It's just like going, like you said, going back to the Aztecs and the Incas or whoever else. It's like gathering and it's tribal. It's gathering around the fire.
Yeah.
Instead of telling stories and stuff like that.
We're doing Zoom meetings.
Doing Zoom meetings, right? No, but you're watching the sporting event and you're all focused in and all wanting the same thing. You're wanting your team to win. It's awesome that we could band together like that. That's what's so amazing about sports.
Yeah, and we're this isn't the fourth quarter right now. We're in overtime with this epidemic. So, that's when the first guy that, when the Giants won the other night, it's the first against the Dodgers, the first team that makes a mistake is going to lose, So that's when your concentration has to be higher. We're in the fourth quarter. Don't get sloppy in the fourth quarter. Yeah, you get sloppy in the first quarter, that's bad enough. But at least you can come back. It's hard to come back when it's at the end of the end of the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why little tip-ins and little layups at the end.
You got to get the 50-50 balls.
And you get that, at the end. You can play great all game, and then at the end, you miss that one shot. You gave them the game. You didn't. But I like to win the game. Like, I don't like the opponent to drop the ball. Like, I don't feel satisfied.
I see what you're saying.
I like to win the game. When I played ball, I was like, if the game's on the line, give me the ball. Unless there's little kids, then I'm going to pass it to them and let them shoot.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's like,
depends
give me the
on
ball.
The stakes, yeah.
Yeah. Give me the ball when it's game time. I want to shoot it. I want to shoot the rock, when it counts. But making a mistake at the end, they're guys like Michael Jordan that, hey, they want that ball when it's game time because that's the most important time. That's a whole game, that intense moment when it's like, oh, if I miss this, we lose.
Yeah.
I want to make it, I want to make it. I love that part of the game, Or even if it's a great pass.
Or even a great pass.
Or steal the ball. Or anything to change that game. And that's why you said, we play the games. That's why we play the games.
Yeah, they play to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you play to win, and you play to the whistle, and you play through. And tailgating is awesome. It's so fun to do. I don't know how it's going to look this year. We're 7 days, I think, away from the start of the season.
Wow.
So there's going to be people out there, and, the social etiquette is there. We've kind of established the rules, and if you don't believe in them, other people do, so kind of respect their wishes. And, I don't know. It's tough to do. It's tough to say. And a lot of people are probably going to be doing their game days from home, which is just as fun in a different way. It's a different menu you could have. There's different options. Big screen TVs are cheap nowadays, so everybody got one.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to be watching it in HD. And with the game, sometimes you're watching, depending on where your seats are, and even if not, especially with football, you're looking at the big screen anyways, for a lot of the stuff. And the plays go so quick, and then there's a whistle, and you got to wait, what just happened? So watching it from home is just as fun, and the menus... get out there and be creative. The burgers are awesome, the hot links are awesome, the chips and dip are always a must. Pizzas to hot wings to guacamole to salsa with some cheese sauce,
soup salad, cake, candy, and ice cream.
Well, now you're just getting crazy.
No, they had some nice desserts there too. Definitely. Well, you always got to polish off the prime rib with the nice dessert. You know, and they had nice Sonoma County wine there too. I forgot to mention that.
Where?
Oh, at my friend's Super Bowl party.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, anything you wanted to drink, they had. You know what I mean? So, if you have a combination, a choice of desserts at the end, and accommodating with any kind of alcoholic beverage you want, you know, you're just so satisfied. Even yeah. when your team loses, you're like, that was a great party. Yeah. I can't wait till next year. It's like, Frank, you lost $500 on a bet. Oh, well, okay. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, God bless Super Bowls. God bless tailgate. And God bless parties.
Yeah, they're amazing. And we're going to get back out there. We're going to do them safely. We're going to use our best judgment. And it's going to be a great NFL season. Because win or lose for your team, it's still fun to root for them. It's still fun to get together with friends. It's still fun to get together and have a great meal, have a great day, and just, you know, gosh, there's teams that haven't won the division or been to a playoff in years, and the fans still get out and represent.
Because it's a party. And they're all united together because they're all wearing the same yeah. uniform, you know? There's something about that, like, you know, go Giants, you know, go 49ers, go Warriors, you know, but and you're wearing their uniform. And you're
well, it's some positive. Colors. It's some yeah. positive root for with the group. Mm-hmm. And it's a fandom, so you could...
And it's fun
because root against other teams, and it's not that serious. You're supposed to.
And the thing is, it's fun, and at the end of the game, you know, nobody's getting sacrificed. So you get to go.
Well,
go.
People get cut and traded all the time.
Yeah, but I'm talking about sacrifice. Like
I hear you. Yeah, the Aztec days are over. And the Mayan calendar was wrong, and the rules of that game is outdated.
Well, that's probably why they were all off course with that whole thing. Maybe
I don't know. The guy that could count, they killed first.
Oh, God. The bearer of bad news. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I would be the one that would go, I can't show up today. I got a little cold, a little sore throat.
A little frog in my throat?
I got a frog in my throat. I can't make game. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Gosh, you just got to hit it.
Hit the shot.
Yeah.
And hope it goes in. Or however, maybe it had to land up on the ledge. I don't know. I don't know the exact rules, but I just remember it was a big circle.
You know the important rules.
Yeah.
And that was if you lost, it was game over.
Yeah, game over literally for life.
Bom, bom, bom. So, yes, this is another episode coming to a conclusion. Looking forward to a great NFL season from JFT. Just a few takes. Signing off, and we will see you next time. Putting it down for the culture. And all sports fans and everybody that loves a good snack out there.